ABC News.
Nearly three quarters of primary school teachers believe struggling with mathematics is good for children. Monash University researchers surveyed close to 100 primary school teachers about how mathematical ability affects a student's personal development. The majority of respondents said students who have trouble with maths develop essential life skills such as resilience and confidence. Dr. James Russo is a lecturer from Monash University's Faculty of Education. I spoke to him a little earlier.
So, Tracy, we found that teachers are very enthusiastic about embracing struggle in the mathematics classroom. We're excited about this finding. Over the last couple of decades in Australia, Professor Peter Sullivan, who's now retired but still working actively in this space, has been pushing this idea that we should be teaching mathematics through problem-solving tasks. And this is a really important way for students to learn. And the reason we know that this is really valuable is chances for students to activate their cognition, to make connections between different mathematical ideas, to build persistence, develop resilience. So it brings all these benefits, this approach. But of course, getting teachers to adopt it in the classroom is a big challenge, right? It requires skill, but it also requires a shift in teacher mindsets. So he's been leading a project that's been trying to look at how we could do this, particularly in the early years of schooling. And so prior to beginning this project, we asked teachers, how do you feel about students struggling in the classroom? And we were surprised to find that they were very positive about struggle, and they highlighted many of the benefits that we were sort of anticipating they might by the end of our project together. This was for us very exciting, and I think it's testament to the fact that attitudes towards learning mathematics through problem solving have already begun to shift in schools prior to the sorts of work we're doing. And sort of laying the groundwork for us to be able to continue on with this research. So,
I wonder what sort of results you would have if you surveyed the students who are struggling with maths. And even long-term, if you speak to people who remember primary school days where struggling with maths was an issue and it's something they carry into their adult life as some kind of, I wasn't good enough.
No doubt. And this is the key, right? So when we talk about struggle, we're not talking about struggle in an uncontrolled way. We're talking about controlled struggle. Sometimes we refer to it as productive struggle. And so let me walk you through how a lesson might work. Okay, so you're coming into the classroom. The teacher's going to launch a mathematical problem. And, they're going to explain the context a little bit. They might show, a video clip or something to capture students' attention and draw them into the mathematics of the task. And then the students set off and they work on the problem individually for, say, 5 or 10 minutes, okay? And that period of time is supposed to be challenging. They're supposed to be confused. We actually want them to be in a confused space. But then after 5 or 10 minutes, they're going to be able to have an opportunity to get a hint. So if they're stuck, we offer them something called an enabling prompt. They can go access that, try to make further sense of the problem, see how they go for another 5 or 10 minutes. Now that after that time's passed, they get a chance to collaborate with their peers. So exchange ideas, etc., further their work on the task, and then the teacher pulls everyone together. They have a mathematical discussion about what everybody found. Teacher sequences that discussion, adds in some explicit teaching where necessary, but then really important to this, right, so they've done this hard work, they've made some connections, then they get a chance to consolidate their understanding by having another crack at a similar task. So this is the approach. So we're doing it in a really controlled way. And we're using prompts to ensure that the level of challenge is suitable for the kids who are engaging in the task.
So struggle with victory.
That's it. That's it. Struggle, but we want them to be victorious in the end.
I know that under the International Baccalaureate system, and they teach all of the different subjects in quite a different way. And I know, for instance, mathematics is taught as real life situations. You're managing a coffee plantation, you need to weigh the beans, you need to work out your market price, you need to invest in advertising and marketing, and kids are learnt to deal with a real life situation. And in that way, those that feel like they don't have a mathematical brain are actually being distracted somewhat into understanding that they too can get this knowledge.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. So I think that rich context can be really important for pursuing tasks. I think that's the value of inquiry-based learning. Projects that I've been involved in have certainly shown that there's, students really value the authenticity around the task. They like the fact that they can apply their mathematical knowledge. They like the fact that they can go, oh, this is how we might use maths in the real world. So I think that sort of stuff, for winning the hearts and minds of students and making the mathematical work more meaningful, is critical. But within that, I think making sure that you've got topics of interest which students and teachers can get passionate about and carry on an inquiry together are really important, because we know that teacher passion is a huge driver for student enjoyment, student enthusiasm for mathematics.
I can hear your enthusiasm, and is that because Australia is struggling as a mathematical nation as far as our education goes, and you see great room for improvement here?
I think there's definitely always room for improvement. I don't know. I wouldn't like to use the word that we're struggling as a nation. I think there's, you know,
it's where are we?
I don't even answer that question. What does that even mean? I mean, it's very interesting, because when we think about this learning, if I said to you that, you know what, we can do inquiry-based learning, or we can do this productive struggle stuff, or we can do something that's very traditional. Teacher tells you what to do, and you work really hard, and the learning outcomes are identical, right, in terms of the mathematical knowledge. In the long run, I'd still much rather the inquiry-based approach, because we're learning all sorts of other skills that are going to be useful in life, like being resilient, like understanding that life can be difficult sometimes, and I need to know what resources do I have available to me to try to problem solve here. So I think we've got to be thinking about the whole child. We've got to be thinking about all the skills we're trying to teach, rather than be very narrow in our focus. And mathematics learning is actually one of the greatest areas for trying to develop those broader skill sets as well.
That's Dr. James Russo from Monash University's Faculty of Education. Love hearing that enthusiasm.
ABC News.